Late yesterday afternoon, the Fayetteville City Council held a special meeting to approve emergency measures in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich attended the meeting, and she brings us this report.
Inside council chambers, things looked strangely sparse, what with both council member and public seating chairs rearranged under the new social distancing rule, 6 feet apart. All council members were present, although Councilman Matthew Petty was in virtual attendance. He sequestered at home due to secondary contact with someone who's under investigation for COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. A few concerned citizens were also present, as well as local media. The first item on the agenda was a resolution read by Mayor Lionel Jordan appropriating emergency funds.
Staff recommends the appropriation of $3 million from the Disaster and Replacement Fund in order to deal with financial issues arising from the COVID-19 coronavirus emergency and the approval of a budget adjustment.
Paul Becker, the city's chief financial officer, fielded questions from council.
We won't necessarily spend this money unless we need it. We want it on hand to meet the emergency, though.
Becker says the money could be used to pay for staff overtime expenses, as well as for medical and screening equipment. Any expenditure over $20,000, according to state statute, would have to be approved by council.
Bunch?
Yes.
Kirk?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Gutierrez?
Yes.
The resolution
Marsh?
Was unanimously yes. passed and goes into effect under an emergency clause. Last Friday, the mayor declared a state of emergency in Fayetteville, urging citizens to cancel or delay any public events to help contain disease spread within city limits until further notice. Adding to that declaration was another proposed resolution at this meeting to temporarily empower the mayor for the first time in history through April 9th of this year to limit private gatherings to bar the spread of COVID-19. City Attorney Kit Williams read the proposed resolution.
Section 1, Mayor Jordan may regulate or prohibit the gathering of 50 or more residents in public or private places serving the public, restaurants and bars. Section 2, Mayor Jordan may locally enforce recommendations from the Center of Disease Control, the Arkansas Department of Health, and other recognized scientific or health authorities with regulations or prohibitions of activities that could increase the spreading of COVID-19 pandemic. 3, Mayor Jordan may take other necessary actions to promote or preserve the health and safety of our citizens.
After some debate, the number 50 was struck to allow for flexibility as the outbreak is expected to spread. Councilman Matthew Petty patched into the meeting from home, supported immediate adoption.
Changes should be implemented tonight. Tonight, every night this weekend, likely resulted in spread or raised the chances of it. Even though there aren't any confirmed cases in Fayetteville now, we're fools to presume that it isn't already happening. It's time to take these drastic actions, these painful drastic actions.
The mayor invited the public to come up to the podium to respond. Molly Ron, visibly upset, was first.
I am here in my capacity as the CEO of the Fayetteville Advertising and Promotion Commission. My entire purpose in my role is to encourage people to come to Fayetteville, to attend events, to go to bars, to spend money in our restaurants, and to stay at our hotels. It has been apparent over the events of the past several days that it is impossible for me to do so in a responsible way.
Ron spoke for the allotted time, ending with saying she supports the resolution, but the city must be willing to help deal with collateral damage to local businesses post-pandemic.
They're scared. So regardless of what is decided here tonight, I want to go ahead and say publicly that you will see me back here once we are past this, and I will be asking for your support and helping me do whatever it is that we can do within the limits of the current Advertising and Promotion Commission laws to be able for us to spend money to help these businesses however we can.
Benjamin Mills, owner of Fossil Cove Brewing, made that case, saying pandemics are not covered by business insurance.
Most insurance policies include acts of natural disasters, things like that. This is not included. So I'd like for you guys to definitely keep that in mind.
The resolution unanimously passed, also under an emergency clause. A final proposed ordinance regarding city operations during the pandemic was read by Kit Williams, city attorney.
An ordinance to grant the mayor temporary extraordinary powers to provide for the safety and health of Fayetteville inhabitants and to pass an emergency clause.
City Communications Director Susan Norton said any powers exerted by the mayor will be transparent and immediately communicated to the public.
So we would use the channel that we've established, and we would continue to push it out through the social media, but direct everybody back to the website. There are daily updates there, hourly updates if need be.
Then Mayor Lionel Jordan spoke.
I would like to say that this is not something I really am thrilled to get to do. It creates a weight. Because you know that whatever decision you make, you're going to impact somebody. I really don't want to hurt anybody. But the time has come that we've got to take action, I believe, and take action quickly. When I'm looking at this virus and it is doubling every day, then we know that we are in a serious health crisis. We've got to address it, and we've got to be proactive instead of reactive. So the decisions I make, I will make, and I will bear the responsibility of those decisions.
The measure passed. The city's emergency operation plan is deployed in cooperation with state and county emergency management authorities. Bentonville and Rogers are also taking measures, including closures of district court, public museums, community centers, and libraries. The city of Fort Smith is also implementing social distancing to minimize coronavirus exposure and developing emergency plans. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.